Back together again, you and I chatting it up Friday style, the 17th of July, 2026, right here on Connecticut Today. We wrapped up the week talking about whether or not President Trump's address the night before was covered fairly by the media and two of the national TV networks. We also welcomed Republican State Representative Nicole Claridis Dittrier and GOP State Senator Jeff Gordon to the program. Both were offering updates on a pair of calls for help from the public.
Yes. Hey. How is everyone? 2 o'clock hour underway. Our first of four big, wonderful, chock-full hours coming up right here. It's a Connecticut Today for a Friday into the weekend style on the WICC 600 AM, 95.9 FM, and of course online, voiceofct.com. How you doing? Let's start out with this today because a lot of people are reacting to it, and it is an interesting conundrum. And there is kind of a mapping strategy of this whole thing that some people are familiar with and some aren't. One of our questions of the day that I propped up there already on our Facebook page, facebook.com/voiceofct, if you want to get to it and agree, disagree, whatever. I asked one of these questions. What I said was, quote, do you agree with President Trump's assertion that ABC and NBC should have carried his address last night on their main platforms? Now, CBS carried it over the air on the regular CBS network. ABC and NBC didn't. Now, what they did is they said, hey, we're going to stream it on our streaming platform. So, you know, they're obviously looking at one big factor would have been the cancellation of about half an hour of primetime commercials. I have no idea what's running on ABC on a Thursday evening at 9 o'clock from 9 to about 9:30. I have no idea, likewise, what's running on NBC from 9 to about 9:30 on a Thursday. I have no idea. None. I haven't watched network television in, God, I can't remember the last time I watched something on network TV. It's just, you know, I do this show. I don't get out of the station until 7 or 7:30. And by the time I'm home, I'm so tired, not even a sitcom or a drama can thrill me or can make me laugh. But I want to know what, I'd like to know what you think about this. Now, what the president has done in response to me is unconscionable. Threatening broadcast licenses. Now, I understand he's not the best friend of the media, and being a guy with a journalism degree here, listen, I don't puff my chest out of that. Hundreds of thousands of people have that. Most of us, I think, are pretty good at what we do. But threatening broadcast licenses, sir, no. Now, here's the thinking here that comes into play. There's one of two ways to think about this, all right? Number one is, whatever any president of the United States says about anything, anytime, in prime time, is in itself a news story. That's part of the thinking here. Meaning that, well, he could be shoveling a bunch of crap, hot steaming piles of the crap that makes beefsteak tomatoes, grow really well. But the fact that any president asks for prime time is in itself a story. And whether or not the story is believable is up to scrutiny and or it is up to the people to make their decision here. Now, ABC and NBC did not carry that. They declined last night, says here, to broadcast the address live, choosing instead to carry it on their streaming platforms, ABC News Live and NBC News Now. So I don't know whether you know this, but if you look for it on your computer or maybe even on your flat screen or your TV, whatever, ABC has got a 24-hour streaming platform called ABC News Live. NBC has NBC News Now. CBS has one, but they ended up putting it on the address last night. They ended up putting it on their main channel. Now, the two networks that did not carry it last night, NBC and ABC, they cited concerns about broadcasting unproven claims without immediate scrutiny, a similar precedent set during previous administrations. All right. But here is the thing that's kind of interesting on this. And number one, if you want to call or go to our Facebook page and let me know whether or not you watched it or not. I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are of what he said and the allegations. Listen. If half of what he said about China is true, would it surprise you? No. And again, I think this is beating not just a dead horse, a real dead horse here. And I think we all know that this was a way to push that big voting bill about cleaning up the voter rolls and ID, the Save America Act, whatever. So you kind of knew going into last night what the scenario was here and what this setup here. But he tried anyway. But two of the broadcast networks didn't carry it. Now, you may say, well, Paul, what's the big deal? Everybody's got phones now. Everybody streams. They can find the ABC streaming channel. They can find the NBC streaming channel. Maybe they can. But you know what? There are a lot of people in this country, when anything happens like this, they don't want to stream. They don't want to hunt around for some sub-channel. They want to put on the local CBS affiliate or the local ABC affiliate or the local NBC affiliate and just listen to what the president or any president says and then sit back and say, I think you're a jerk. I shouldn't have wasted my time. Or, you know what? Man, this is good stuff. I'm glad you addressed the nation. So we start there at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Number one, did you watch the address last night? What'd you think? Did you say, oh, it's more Trump bullcrap, here we go? Or were you like me listening, and when I heard China, I said, oh, here it comes. Is anybody going to care? I don't think anybody cares. I just don't. If it was some other president, they would have, but I just... If they don't care by now, what are you going to do? But do you agree with Mr. Trump's assertion that ABC and NBC should have carried his address last night on their main platforms? Yes, they carried it on their streaming platforms, their 24-hour news channels. A lot of people don't even know those exist. That's the problem. And again, it's an age-old question. In journalism, when a public figure like a president or a governor or whatever, is it only a news story if what they're saying is newsworthy, or is any time a chief executive in the White House, is any time that gentleman wants to go on national TV and say something, does that in and of itself become a news story that is worthy of top-line coverage? See what I mean here? What do you think? Love to catch up with you. Text channel is open as well. Phones as well. You know the number, 203-333-9422. And you could also chime in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/voiceofct. Do you agree with the president's assertion that ABC and NBC should have carried his address last night on their main platforms, not on a streaming platform? And did you watch it? Did you love it or did it make you barf? You tell us right here on WICC. And by the way, in case you're wondering what I would have done if I was running ABC News or I was running NBC News, I would have carried it last night. I would have. I am of the belief, and I've always been this way, and I don't know, I don't care who is the chief executive, Democrat or Republican, independent, it doesn't bother me. Whether somebody is a studious guy or a whack job or whatever, I don't care. But I was always taught in my journalistic upbringing that when the president says almost anything, it's news. And I worked under a couple of producers at the network level, and we talked specifically about this, and there was a situation just like this. And I said, are we carrying this tonight? And my long-since-retired friend said, yes, we are, because when any president speaks, it's news. Especially if that president requests national airtime. And again, ABC and NBC are trying to cover their rears on this last night, saying, well, we put it on our streaming platform. But come on, let's face it. And I know us old folk here, 65 plus, now a lot of us, now I can stream, I can find any channel you want, but there are a lot of people who just want to turn the freaking television on and say, oh, Channel 2, Channel 3, Channel 61, Channel 8, News 12. They don't want to have to scramble and say, well, now, wait a minute, what am I looking for here? I'm looking for NBC News Now, or I'm looking for ABC News Live. So that's their cover that they did carry. Now, by the same token, I disagree wholeheartedly with Mr. Trump about revoking their licenses. No, you don't do that, because that just hurts little people. It does. The big kahunas, the big fish, the big cats, they're still going to make their money. Let us start off the parade today. Mike in Shelton leads us off. Hello, Mike. How are you, sir?
I am well, Paul. I just want to say that if half of what number 47 said is true, whoever was in charge of the 2020 elections needs to be held accountable. Because obviously Joe Biden in 2024, it didn't happen because Trump got elected. So in 2020, whoever was president has to be held accountable. Who was that again? Oh, wait, it was Trump. So somehow his government let the Chinese hack our election while he was president.
Well,
somehow
his claim
he allowed
on
the
that...
deep state. He allowed the deep state to undermine him. He'd been in office for 4 years and he couldn't fix the deep state.
You know, Mike, I heard him say that last night, and I'm like, how is he going to account for this? Now, he says his claim is that people kept that information from him. If you listen
so
to
the
it last
president
night,
after 4 years hadn't fixed the deep state.
Yep.
Because let's face it, the reason they don't carry him, we've never had a president tell as many falsehoods and straight up lies. He talked about our ship being attacked with 111 missiles. It was 11. Not 111.
Hey, what's
everything he says is a falsehood.
All right, but let me ask you something, Mike. Mike, what was your last sentence? Everything he says is a falsehood. Okay. But is the fact that he is saying that again, requesting national airtime, is that in fact a story big enough to where you should let him say it on national television and then rip him apart?
I don't know. I honestly think we've reached a point that it's complete. We've reached a point that we're in the upside down. When we would have to spend 2 hours dissecting a 30-minute speech to fix every single thing he says that is not true or something we already know. And all it is, it's just red meat for his base.
Yeah.
So that they'll be out there with their AR-15s outside the voting booths, standing around, chanting their crap and doing all the crazy stuff, trying to scare people. And all he wants, this freaking SAVE Act, is so that minorities who don't have IDs can't vote. Women will have a tough time. Like, you moved out of town. Now you've got to go back to the town you grew up in, request your original birth certificate with the seal on it, because without the seal, it's worthless. Then you have to find your marriage license. Oh, then you have to find your divorce license. Then you have to find... It's too many steps. I agree.
You don't
have ID.
You know, Mike, you don't sound impressed.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Mike, I'm just hoping to survive the next 2 years.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it there. Mike and Shelton, not a fan. All right. George in Milford is up before news and traffic and weather together. George, how are you? What's up?
Very good.
You're
well,
on,
anyhow,
sir.
I heard the president's speech last night.
Yeah.
And I am not saying that he was 100% right or even 50% right.
Okay.
Do I think he's right? Yes. Do I think the Chinese have a message and a motive? Yes. Don't forget, there are at least 2 million illegal Chinese in this country. There are 20 million illegal immigrants in the country, and they're all walking around with an earbud in their ear wired into China. And when China decides to push a button and put these robots on the road to do something crazy in this country, they're going to push the button. So if you don't believe that's out there, then you probably don't believe in the Easter Bunny either. So I think there is a little bit of truth to what he said. I think there's a lot of investigation that is necessary, confirmation that is necessary. But do I believe every single thing he said? No, I'm not warp-minded. I'm just saying investigate and find out what part of it is alive.
Yeah. George, thank you. Appreciate it there, George. Listen. And I couldn't, I was listening to him driving home last night. And when he started in on China, I said to myself, or I remembered, I'm like, weren't these allegations surfacing years ago that China was hacking into the voting? And again, Would it surprise you? Come on, please. So what do you think? Listen, a part of it is whether you believed him or not. We could talk about that, I guess. But the other part is, should ABC and NBC have aired that speech on their regular broadcast networks last night? Of course, CBS did. Traffic and weather together right here on WICC. Going to ask for your help on a couple of local happenings into and through our greater area and also in the state of Connecticut with a couple of guests. First, Republican State Rep. Nicole Clarides Dittrie joins the program. She is spearheading a funding drive for a dog who just got caught up, apparently, in what dogs do and in the internal drive of dogs and many animals to protect the people they love, and turned out to be almost tragic, but the dog survived. We'll have Nicole come on now and give you the story here. Hey, Nicole, it's Paul Pacelli, WICC. How are you?
Hey, Paul, I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Nicole, talk about this, and I know you're spearheading with your animal activism here. You're spearheading a fundraiser for a little dog who just sadly, Nicole, ended up kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Talk to us about this.
Exactly. Poor little Squiggy. But as you know, people probably heard it happened in a quiet trail in Seymour, you know, the kind of place where people walk every day. And I think that's why it hit our community so hard. And these two families are hurting right now in different ways. One, because they're grieving a sudden death. One, facing a badly injured, possibly maimed pet and very expensive vet bills. But as you know, that man's dog didn't do anything wrong. It stayed with his owner because that's what dogs do. It wasn't aggression. It was loyalty and fear.
Yeah.
You know, and it's heartbreaking. Squiggy's owner was just simply out walking her dog and stumbled into someone's worst nightmare, you know, their worst moment ever. So there's no villain in the story, but, you know, we're just trying to do our part to, you know, help both families heal and possibly help with some of these bills.
Yeah, so this dog owner, sadly, I guess, had a condition or a sudden event, passed away on the trail. That yes. person's dog stayed with them. And as you say, Nicole, the dog went into a defensive mode, even though the living owner, the other dog, tried as best as he could. And the little dog is banged up pretty bad. And I know you've started a GoFundMe account or some fundraisers for this, because I saw the picture online. I think it was in Hearst regarding the vet bills here, and this is, looks like the dog will make it, right? But we're talking about thousands of dollars in vet bills here.
Yes, that's correct. And as you know, when you as a human go to the emergency department, or if you go to the emergency department for your pets, the bill is always much more expensive because it's an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. So they did bring the dog to VCA, Shoreline Veterinary Hospital in Shelton, and I know they're taking donations. You can call them directly. And if you say, you know, I want to give donation for Squiggy, they're going to put it towards the total vet bill. But I also need to say that I need to personally praise animal control and police for how quickly they responded, you know, to help separate the dogs as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what people can do, Nicole, is, you, like you said, they can call. I see the Shoreline Veterinary Hospital, the one in Shelton.
Shelton, 895 Bridgeport Avenue in Shelton. The phone number is 203-929-8600. And you mentioned Squiggy.
Okay. And what's the response been like so far? Have you talked to the people there? Give us an update with that.
I didn't speak to the people directly. It's just all through social media. People, as you know, in our, you know, little small town in the valley, we come together when people in there need help, whether it's for humans or our furry friends. So the outpouring of support and everybody even giving $5 makes a huge difference towards helping this little girl.
And Nicole, I know this plays into your activism. You are very proudly, I know, active in the animal rights community in Connecticut, right?
Yes, I am. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Connecticut Animal Caucus.
All right. So, folks, as Nicole, our guest, just said, here's what you want to do. You want to call 929-8600. It's the Shoreline Veterinary Hospital there. And tell them you want to make a donation to Squiggy. And we're happy, along with State Rep Nicole Claritas Dittria, to keep this out in front. Nicole, 105th Assembly District, Republican, proudly serving Seymour, Beacon Falls, and Derby as well. Nicole, yes. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. Go Squiggy.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate that. And at 20 past the hour, before news and traffic and weather together, good friend of the radio station, Republican State Senate member, and Dr. Jeff Gordon joins us to talk about something that he's rallying behind, not so much for political reasons, but because of his life as a practicing physician and a cancer specialist. Jeff, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you today?
Very well, Jeff. Thanks for the time. You're publicizing the struggle of a Stafford family, one of whose family members needs a 3-organ transplant, Jeff. And you say, and you allege here, that the insurance carrier here is, what, Jeff, not going to pay, or they're trying to slow this down? Talk about what's going on here, and we'll emphasize the fundraiser that's going for this family.
Yeah, they're one of my constituents, Justin Oswell, a former Department of Corrections officer for the state, is in need of several organs being transplanted, and it's only done at few places in the country, and this would be done at Cleveland Clinic. And the insurance company and the reviewers that the insurance company and that they've dealt with have been denying this care. I've been in contact with his wife. Justin's ill in the hospital right now. And the surgeons are basically saying if Justin doesn't get the organs transplanted, he'll die of his medical problems. And this, to me as a doctor, I face all sorts of delays and roadblocks from insurance companies over many, many years. And this just strikes me as a horrific example where you have an insurance company, a quote-unquote outside reviewer, not even listening to the doctors who are caring for the gentleman, saying, no, we're not going to cover it. And what are they going to do, let this man die? And so as a doctor, you know, I'm there to try to be of help. I'm not his doctor, but as a doctor, I'm trying to be of help to him and his family. And I have the additional hat I wear as a state senator to do what I can to really get more public pressure on the process, to get the insurance company and the reviewers of this case to do the right thing, put patient care over profits, and let the doctors caring for this man do what they say they're trying to get done for him and give him the opportunity of life. And this is just a horrific example of why all of us doctors keep fighting every day for patient care and sometimes the huge uphill battle we face with insurance companies and reviewers.
What, Jeff, what are they, why is this company saying, no, we're not going to cover this? Do they think it doesn't work? Is it over-treatment? Is it too experimental? Have they given you or any of the family advocates here a concrete reason?
Well, what I've been hearing is that these reviewers have said that the treatment's too risky and he could die from the treatment. No treatment is risk-free, but on the other hand, the actual transplant surgeons caring for him at Cleveland Clinic have said that this is something that they would offer to him, they would know firsthand, and that he'll die without it. So that is what I'm hearing the reviewers and the insurance company are saying, but we know the reality is expensive treatments they don't want to pay for. That's putting profits over people. I don't like it. I put people over profits. So I'm told with pressure that's being applied to the process, and I've also asked the state of Connecticut to get involved, we'll see if an expedited, another independent, quote-unquote, review can be done, and hopefully that review will listen to the doctors involved and do the right thing for Justin.
All right, folks, if you want to contribute to this, there is a GoFundMe page. Again, this is one of the constituents of our guest, State Senate member, Republican Jeff Gordon, who's also a physician, a cancer specialist. You want to go to the GoFundMe.com. Look for the name Justin Oswell, O-S-W-E-L-L. The goal here is to raise $100,000. As of yesterday afternoon, not bad. $40,000 has been pledged from about 400. People. And Jeff, as far as you know, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, is that the projected cost of this procedure if they were to pay out of their pocket or donations? Are we looking at $100,000 here to do this?
It could easily be, and then there could be even more costs because there may be issues that have to be dealt with after the transplants that you never know what might occur. And there's additional costs that get into traveling and lodging and everything like that because they have to go out to the Cleveland Clinic to get this done. So I think this is a conservative estimate. Okay. I am proud of all the people who are stepping up, trying to be of help, doing what they can to let people know about what's going on. I appreciate you letting me come on the radio and reaching out to all your many listeners. So this just shows that when people work together to do the right thing, we hope we can get the insurance companies to agree and do the right thing.
All right, Dr. Jeff Gordon, Republican State Senate member. Jeff, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you, doctor. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jeff Gordon, a practicing physician, too, a cancer and blood specialist, also in the Connecticut General Assembly.